Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
We're learning Maseches Chulin Daf Tezvav. The Gemara here is finishing off the sugya about Rav's Memra, the Mishnah that said, Hashoyecha b'shamis v'yemi kippurim afish neschayim b'nafshu shitas k'shera. Someone shechs on Shabbos, the shitas k'shera. And Rav had said, but that day it's asur to eat it. And the Chavraya said, it goes like Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara, on Daf Yudalid, thought that Rabbi Yehuda was Rabbi Yehuda of Muksa. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a behemoth that dies on Shabbos, you're not allowed to cut it up for the klovim, it's Muksa. Because it wasn't Muchan for klovim from Ben Hashmashis. So who and din, if it's Shechtan on Shabbos, it wasn't Muchan to eat, you weren't allowed to eat it. It wasn't shechted, so Mimela has an issa of muksa machmas issa. And Abaye challenged that. Abaye said that maybe there, where the achana changed, was before it was muchan la'adam, it was meant to be food for people. And after it died, it became muchan la'klavim on Shabbos, that's called muksa. Where the achana changed, that's what the Gemara calls neilad, where new achana happens on Shabbos, and that's the case like shivrei kelim, where it becomes a new thing. Now, Shein came here, where it was always Mucha La'adam, it's just before it was Aser, now it's Mutter, maybe that's not Muksa. And the Gemara here wanted to bring a case, Rabbi Yehuda clearly holds that's Muksa. The Gemara says that a Ner, that was a Liku by Ba'isa Shabbos, you're not allowed to use on Shabbos, even though it didn't change the Achana, it just, before it was Muksa, because you couldn't move it because of the Ner. And now there's no Ner anymore, the Ner went out, and it's still Muksa. And the Gemara says, there is divin because it's dachi b'yadayim, you were the one who pushed it away, you were the one who lit the ner, so there there'd be a din of muksa machmas iser. Mashenkin here, by the behemoth, which is me'ilav, Abaye was arguing, there's no din of muksa machmas iser. So the Gemara at this point, blibed with that, and the Gemara brought another Rabbi Yehuda, but later we'll see, the Gemara says there is a din of muksa by a behemoth that was shechted on Shabbos, and the only time it would be mutter to eat it is if the chayla was already chayla mibayd yoyim, so you expect it to shecht it because of the chayla on Shabbos. If you shechted it for a chayla who was already chayla mibayd yoyim, you already knew about the chayla, you knew you're going to have to shecht for him on Shabbos, so mamela, that's why it's not muksa. But otherwise it would be muksa. But we'll speak about that when we get to the next gemara. But the Vayel of the Gemara goes on, that it goes Rabbi Yehuda de Mevashel, that the Isser, the reason why you're not allowed to eat it that day, is because in Isser, you're not allowed to be nene for Maisa Shabbos. The Gemara brings the Braisa, which is brought in many places, and the Braisa says, a Mevashel b'Shabbos, and who would in other Malachis, like Shechita, someone who cooks on Shabbos, b'shegi yechel b'meizet lo yechel div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says, there's no Isser when you cooked b'shegik, only b'meizet. And Yehuda says, no, B'shegig is also Asa, but B'shegig is Yechel Meitzoy Shabbos. B'shegig you eat at Meitzoy Shabbos, and Meizel Yechel Eilomis. And Rabbi Yochanan Sandler says, B'shegig he ochel Meitzoy Shabbos lacherim v'loy loy. B'shegig could be eaten at Meitzoy Shabbos, but he's Asa to eat it, even by Shegig forever, just others could eat it, and B'meizel Yechel Eilomis loyhu v'loy lacher. So Rashi here, and all the Rishenim are masking to the Rashi here. There's other places Rashi learns differently. He's mefarish like this, because the Braisa doesn't say clearly what's the din by a cherim, according to Rabbein Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbein Rabbi Yehuda, the Braisa just says that according to Rabbi Meir, B'shegig he could eat it, B'mezid he can't. And Rabbi Yehuda says, B'shegig he could only eat L'maitzei Shabbos, B'mezid he can't eat it forever. And it's not clear, according to Rabbi Meir, what's the din B'mezid if he could eat it L'maitzei Shabbos. Does Rav Meir's b'meizid la'yechel mean dafka on Shabbos, even Meitzoy Shabbos? That's not clear. And it's not clear what's the din of Achayim, Sayakun to Rav Meir, Sayakun to Rav Yehuda. So Rashi here, and all the Rishenim and Maskim say like this, that Rav Meir, by Shegig, he's matter to everyone, period. Even to him, even that day. But by Meizid, even though he says la'yechel, he shouldn't eat, but he means who would din Achayim shouldn't eat. So b'meizid, no one's allowed to eat that whole day on Shabbos, but the Isser is dafka on Shabbos, b'meizid Shabbos, everyone's allowed to eat. And Rabbi Yehuda, that says b'shegig yechel b'meizid Shabbos, Hu adin, everyone else also is asa that day and is mutter b'meitzei Shabbos. And b'meizid l'yechal elamis, that's dafke him. So kum dais, where Rabbi Meir holds b'meizid, that no one's allowed to eat it on Shabbos, and everyone's allowed to eat meitzei Shabbos, that's Rabbi Yehuda holds by shegig, that no one's allowed to eat it on Shabbos, everyone's allowed to eat it on meitzei Shabbos. And Rabbi Yehuda, by meizid, only asks us to him to eat it elamis, but to everyone else, it's mutl meitzei Shabbos. What Rabbi Yehuda holds by meizid, that's what Rabbi Yechon and Asanla holds by shegig. And Rabbi Yechon and Asanla by meizid is clearly that no one's allowed to eat it ever, not on Shabbos, not on meitzei Shabbos. So there are three dargis of Yisurim. Shegig according to Rabbi Meir is mutl legamri, but then there are three dargis of Yisurim. Meizid, according to Rabbi Meir, is the same as shegig according to Rabbi Yehuda, where everyone's not allowed to eat it on Shabbos, but everyone is allowed to eat it on meitzei Shabbos. Meizid according to Rabbi Yehuda is the same as shegig according to Rabbi Yechon and Asanla, where he's not allowed to eat it forever, and everyone else is not allowed to eat it on Shabbos, but they're allowed to eat it on meitzei Shabbos. And meizid according to Rabbi Yechon and Asanla is issa to everybody forever. And this Gemara is brought in Gittin and in Bava Kamma and in Ksuvis, and Rashi in Ksuvis and a little bit in Gittin learns differently. Rashi learns there that Rabbi Meir's mezid asks to him forever, but for everyone else, the mutter even on Shabbos. And the Rishonim point out that our sugya is mashmanat that way. Because our sugya says, v'nugma b'mezid Rabbi Meir, that let's say that when Rav said it's asa b'chil liyomei, it means b'mezid and according to Rabbi Meir. And the Mishnah sounds like Shitasik Sheir means it's kosher for everyone, even for him. And Vinuk and Asla Achila B'yema also is Masher, means for everyone it's Aser. And you could say again, Dumid Yom Kippurim, that Mayim Kippurim, instead of saying Leishna Sheig, Leishna Mezind, you could say Leishna Loi and Leishna La'acherim. Just like we said, according to Berech and Asanla, Shitasik Sheir means Leishna Loi and Leishna La'acherim. So L'chari, our Sugi is Muchik this way, that on Shabbos, both according to Rameyah and according to Behuda, there's no difference, loy and lachayim. According to Rameyah, the mezid, they're both aser, and according to Behuda, even b'shegig, they're both aser. Hashini b'kavetzis, both here and in Ksuvis, is mayach a bit about Rashi. And he says, Einachanami, our sugya is takamuch that way, and Rashi was learning the Gemara in Ksuvis, not like our sugya. But Lamaisa, all the Rishayim learn, like Rashi learns here, that according to Rabbi Meir, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, on Shabbos is no chilek loy la'acherim. There's just a chilek sheig and mezid. According to Meir, sheigig is mutter. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, sheigig is also asa for everyone. And on Meitzei Shabbos, there Rabbi Yehuda asks by mezid just for him. And Rabbi Yechon Asanla asks by sheig just for him and asks by mezid for everyone. And the svaras adava, it seems to be, that the Isser on Shabbos is Shloi Lahanas Umalecha Shabbos. That's the Isser on Shabbos, not a Knas. It's Shloi Lahanas Umalecha Shabbos. And the Machlokes Shemein of Yehuda is, the Isser Shloi Lahanas Umalecha Shabbos, is that an Isser Dafka by Mezid? That's where Rabbi Meir holds. And Rabbi Yehuda is Kansin and Sheigat Umezid. So he holds that we say Shloi Lahanas Umalecha Shabbos even by Sheigig. But Rabbi Yehuda is maskim that the aser on him lo'ilam, that's a knas. That's not shloi lohanes. That's a knas. And the knas, the aser him lo'ilam, that Rabbi Yehuda is maskim, they only say b'mezid, not b'shegik. Rabbi Meir doesn't hold it a knas altogether. So that's where Rabbi Meir holds that Meitzei Shabbos is mutter for everyone. He just holds if shloi lohanes him lecha Shabbos, and that only applies on Shabbos. And Rabbi Yehuda holds two things. First of all, Shloi Lahanas Melecha Shabbos applies by Shegig also. Lagabi Shloi Lahanas, we say, Gazrin and Shegig at the Mezid. And he also says that there's a knas for a Mezid that is Asa La'ilam. And Rabbi Yechon Asanla is also Machmer two things. He says that the knas of Asering La'ilam applies to Shegig as well as Mezid. And he also holds that by Mezid, there's a Bezunder Adin, Pashas Adin Deiraisa, that it's Asa to everyone La'ilam. That's the sugya. Now Rashi also says that it's also b'chdei sheyasu. That if you're going with shalhenes umlecha Shabbos, so you have to wait the time it takes to do it, that you shouldn't have any anami umlecha Shabbos. And that's what the Bahag holds also. But other Rishayim, the Rambam, the Riff, other Rishayim, they hold there's no din of b'chdei sheyasu. They hold that we find in Be'a, that it says when a guy does melacha, it's also b'erev k'dei sheyasu, is not because of shalhenes umlecha Shabbos. Shloim Hanis Lachas Shabbos, they only asked it on Shabbos. B'chdei Sheyasu is a bezun doing Zera, that you might tell a guy to do a malacha for you in order that you should have it ready right by Meitzah Shabbos. But they're only guys that you'll tell a guy. They're not guys that you'll tell a Yid, because a Yid won't listen to you. It's not Shchiach that a Yid would do a malacha b'mezin on Shabbos. So they weren't guys that maybe will practically happen. A guy is very shchiach if you can allow them to do Havanah right away. So then someone might tell a guy to do it, who pretend that he didn't. Kedei, you should have Havanah right away. That's why they asked the B'chadei Sheyasu. They didn't allow you to have any benefit from the fact that it's done on Shabbos. But there's no be'etzim din of Shloi Lahanais to wait for B'chadei Sheyasu if they made a gzeir Shloi Lahanais, not because you might tell him. But stam Shloi Lahanais, they didn't want you to have Havanah from an Isser. That's only on Shabbos. It might say Shabbos already. They weren't guys or Shloi Lahanais. And that's how we paskin. Now, there's a machlokes Rishonim, whether we paskin like Rabbi Meir, or we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Which is very negeya, halacha l'maisa. It's negeya two things. What's very negeya is, if someone does a malacha b'shegeg, so if we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, then no one's allowed to have any enough in this malacha on Shabbos. But if we paskin like Rabbi Meir, everyone, including the one who did it, could have enough in the malacha. Most of the times when malacha is done, it's b'shegeg. So it's very negeya to know if you can have enough in the malacha. It's also negeya, which is not as negeya. If someone does the malacha b'mezid, if he passes like Rabbi Yehuda, he can't have enough in the olam. Even Meitzay Shabbos, if it was b'mezid, and according to Rabbi Meir, he could. See, the Gemara says that Tani Tana Kamei Derav Mavashel b'Shabbos b'shegeg yechal b'mezid lo yechal. Which is Rabbi Meir, Umashtik Le'Rav, and Rav told him that true. So Gemara says, why? It goes like Rabbi Meir. You shouldn't see like Rabbi Yehuda, man, the Tanakh Rabbi Meir, Mashtik Le. And also, does he all like Rabbi Yehuda? But Rav Chanan Bar Ami says that when Rav passed him for Talmidim, he passed him like Rabbi Meir, and when he dashed him at Pirki, he dashed him like Rabbi Yehuda, Mishamami Oretz. But you see, he holds like Rabbi Meir. So Gemara says that really held it was only by Mevashel because of Roy Lachos, because the Muksim will get to that. But the Gemara is Mashma, that Rav holds the Halacha is like Rabbi Meir, just Bepirki, Darshan, Kerab Yehuda, Mishamah Me'aretz. So that sounds like the Psach is like Rabbi Meir. And that's what the Taisus says, that Mashma Shekain Halacha. And that's the Psach, and that's Rishayna bring from the Ri, that the Psach Halacha is like Rabbi Meir. But the Rif and the Rambam, Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So Shaila exactly why. The Rosh also brings from the Ga'inim that today there's even more Ame'aretz. In Rav's time, there weren't so many Ame'aretz, so you could paskin like Rabbi Meir and Darshan Pirkei Rabbi Yehuda. But now there's more Ame'aretz, so we should even paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Shulchan Aruch is Seisim like Rabbi Yehuda, like the Rambam and the Rif, and he held that that was the Maskanis of the Rosh who brought the Ga'inim. And the Halacha is, it b'meizit, it's asatim forever, and the Acherim, it's mutter on Meitzah Shabbos, and Meshegig, it's also to everybody until Meitzah Shabbos. But the Bi'ur Agra speaks by Arichas about this, and the Bi'ur Agra holds that the Halacha is like Remei, like the Bali Taisus, he's Marchiv, and the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah, I mean, says that B'makam HaTzeirich, you could be Seimach on this by Bishul B'Shegig. In other words, he said there's two Machlaikas in. There's a Machlaikas B'Shegig, if anyone could have an offer from it, as the Mechlegis amazed if he could have enough from it forever. So he says, Al Kapanim by Shegig, the Makam Atzeirich, you could be Seimach on the Gayin, because the Din is the Rabbanan, and the Gayin is Machriya Lahakal, you could be Seimach on the Gayin by Makam Atzeirich. So if it's not a big Tzeirich, you have to be Machmir, like the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is Seisim, that any Malacha that's done, even B'Shegig, is also to everyone until Meitzah Shabbos. But b'makam atzeirich, you really need to be nena. Like, let's say somebody b'shegig cooked food on Shabbos, and you don't have any other food, you need this food. So you'd be allowed to be makel, like the goyin, to passing like Rabbi Meir. That's the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah also talks about the, what's a din by a derabanan? What's a very, very negeya? What's a din by a derabanan? He brings the prima gadim paskin, said derabanan has the same din as the raisa. So according to the Prima Gadim, if you're going to pass him like the Shulchan Aruch, even if someone did a malacha b'shegig, that's only an Issad Rabbanan, still, no one is allowed to have enough in this malacha until Meitzayi Shabbos. But that also the Gayin is Mekel, and the Gayin holds that even according to the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, which passes like Rabbi Yehuda, and by a malacha b'shegig, it's also Meitzayi Shabbos, that's dafka by Dereisa. By Bederabbanam, we don't say Kansin and Sheigat to Mezit. And he brings Mefurish Halachas about being Tevil Kalim b'Shabbos, with the Evid, you could use the Kalim. And taking Maisa b'Shabbos, so it's mashma from the Mishnah Berurah that by the Rabbanans you could be makel even if it's not a makom tzarech because it's a machlokes the Gayin and the Prima Gadim, and he brings also the Chai Adam holds like the Gayin. If stam that maybe the whole din Rabbi Yehuda was kansu sheiga to mezid is dafka by their Isis, but by the Rabbanans you don't say kansin and sheiga to mezid. Now, one thing was bothering the Mishnah Berurah is that the Gayim was mashma that even Lagabe the Din that Rabbi Yehuda holds by Mezid, it's aser to him la'olam, that's dafka by their Aisha, not by their Rabbanan. That he says, Mechatesa. Bishlaim by Shegig, we have to come on to Niv Kansu Shega to Mezid. We're there, the Isra Shoel Ahenesim Lecha Shabbos, and in order to ask a Shegig, you have to come on to Kansu Shega to Mezid. So there he says, their Aisha is your Kansu Shega to Mezid, their Rabbanan's you're not. But Lagabe answering it to him, for Rabbi Yehuda holds of a knas, that if he did a malacha, it's us tim la'olam, so me'echateza to mechalik between a deraisa and a derabanan. And he says with Sarach Ian, but the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah points out that later in Simon Shinla Matesef Kan Chav Talid, the Mishnah Berurah is mashman, even Lagabe this, hayais anyway the Goyin Paskins, like Rabbi Meir completely, even by deraisas, so you could be makel by the Rabbanans, even for him, for Meitzayi Shabbos, you have two tzadim to be makel. First of all, you have the Gayin Shita we pass like Rabbi Meir, and second of all, even according to the Shulchan Aruch, the passes like Rabbi Yehuda, maybe you can mechal it in the Reis and the Rabbanans. So just a short sikum of what we said, the Machlaikis in the Braisa, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rechon Sanla, is that according to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, the Fidaway Rei Vishayim learned, not like Rashi and Suvis, that there's no chilek loyin lacherim. On Shabbos, there's no chilek loyin lacherim. Rabbi Meir is matter by shegig everything. And by mezid, he asks for everybody on Shabbos and matter so everyone may say Shabbos. And b'chdei shiasa is a shaila. If the stam, the din of b'chdei shiasa you find by Amir la'akim is if it's asher lehenesum lecha Shabbos. So then it would apply here also, and that's what Rashi holds. But the Rishayim argue, they say it's so that you shouldn't tell the guy to do it, and when I cheshed, you tell you to do it. And Rabbi Yehuda holds the shloi lehenes melech Shabbos, even by shegi, kanshu shegi to mezid, but the guy be the knas of meitzi Shabbos, that's dafka by mezid, not by shegi, and that's why he's asr forever by mezid, and bein be shegi, bein be mezid, everyone's asr that Shabbos, and not meitzi Shabbos. And Rabbi Yechna Sanla holds, that even be shegi, we can't see him, and be mezid, everyone's asr. And the Gabi the Psak Halacha, the Rambam in the Rif Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, Taisus Paskins like Rabbi Meir, and Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Rambam in the Rif, and therefore by a Shegig will be Aser for everybody that Shabbos, and by a Mez it will be Aser for him, even by Tzari Shabbos. But the Mishnah Berurah says, in Makam Atzerich, you could be Mekel by Shegig to go like the Gayin's Psak, the Gayin Paskins like Taisus, like Rabbi Meir, and you can be makel makam atzerech al kapanim by shegik. And also there was a machlekes about the rabbanans, that the Prima Gadim says the rabbanans are the same as the Raisa. So according to the Prima Gadim, according to the Shulchan Aruch's psak, even by the rabbanu be asif everyone to mitzvah Shabbos. But the Gayin and Chayadim argue, and by shegig, they'd be matter by the rabbanans right away. And even by mezid, the Gayin is makel even according to the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, to be matter for him. Also, the Mishnah Berurah says, if there's a machlekes, if such a thing is asur or not, even though, l'chatchile, when there's a machlekes, you're not allowed to do it, but found if it's a machlekes by the Raisa, but with the Evid, you're not going to asur, because it's a machlekes, and the din of being nan is min darabanan, so it becomes a suffix darabanan, but the Evid, it's mutter. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara brings, Rav Nachman Yitzchak said that the Tana was sheichet Tana Kami Derav, that the Tana was said in front of Rav, a Sheikha B'Shabbos B'Sheikh Yechel B'Mezid Lo Yechel. And Rav told him, no, it's not true. Rav Meir is only matter by Mevashel because it's Roy Lokus, because you could eat it raw, and therefore it's not Muksa. But Sheikha, which is not Roy Lokus, you can't eat it while the behemoth is alive, so it's Muksa. So the Mishnah says, but this Mishnah is talking about Sheikhet, and Rav said it's Asu B'yemei, and Emori says it only goes to Rabbi Yehuda, which holds that Sheikhet, even B'sheikhet, is Asu to eat. It's Masher of Meir that holds that by Maisa Shabbos, Sheikhet is Mutter, it's Mutter by a Mishnah. So the Gemara says, talking about Yehana Chayla, Mesukin V'Beidyayim. So the Gemara says, so if that's true, if it's a Chayla Mesukin, so why is it being told it's Asa? You shechted it for the Chayla. So the Gemara says, the Chayla was better already. And the Gemara brings down the Meimer of Vachaber Adam Arav that says that if you shecht for a Chayla on Shabbos, it's Asa to a Bari, because it's Muksa. There's no Maisa Shabbos because you shechted it for a Chayla Shem B'Sakana, but it's Muksa. But if you cook for a Chayla on Shabbos, then it's Mutta, because not Muksa. It's Roy Lokus, you could eat the food raw. And then the Gemara says, Amra Papa, Pam Shah Sheikhet Mutter, Gain Shayla Chayla Mibayim. Sometimes a Sheikhet is Mutter when you have a Chayla Mibayim, so it's not Muksa, because you knew that you're going to shecht it for a Chayla Sheish B'Sakana. And Pam Shah Mavashal also Gain Shayla the last, that by the last it's Muksa, Rashi says, because the last was Mechuber. And that's why it's Muksa. They couldn't eat it because it was mechuber, and Taisa says because the last can't be eaten raw. When the Mari fears ice, Amrav Dima Nado Hilchas Hashaychel Lechayla B'Shabbos Mutter Lebari Be'umtza. If someone shechs for a chayla on Shabbos, it's mutter to eat it raw because it's the Yavshel Gzayis Basa B'Le Shchita Ki Kashachet Adaita Dechayla Kashachet. Since you have to shecht one Taya Behema to get a Gzayis Basa, so there's no problem Shemi Arba B'Shvilei. There's no problem. The whole thing is necessary for the chayla. But by mevashel is mechadesh a new iser of gzeri shemiyarbe b'shvilay, so he can't eat it because maybe he'll cook extra for the bari. Ad kan the gemara. So we'll get to shemiyarbe b'shvilay soon. But the shayla is, had the gemara fearis legami muksa? Because earlier the gemara said there is a problem of muksa by sheichet b'shabbos. And it's only mutter when there's a chayla mibaydiyim. And then the Gemara says, Hilchasa Rav Dima Nardai says, Hilchasa, it is mutter. It is mutter ba'umsa. And he explains why there's no problem, Hashem Yarim B'Shvila, because Yav Shalik Zayin Sposa B'Lashchita. But what happened to the problem of muksa? So you could learn, and as I stated in the Ran, that Rav Dima is not going into that. Rav Dima is talking about when he had a chayla mibaydiyim. Rav Dima is just saying that Bishul is also Koshami Ayim B'Shvila, which you won't have by Sheikhet. But Lagabe Muksa and Echanami, Rav Dima is masking in need that there should be a Chayla Mibayim. But the Rosh, and this is L'Chayla the Dash of the Riff in the Rambam, they say sim that a Sheikhet L'Chayla B'Shabbos is Mutta L'Bari. And they're not masking in need a Chayla Mibayim. And the Rosh is Masber, because it's Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that holds of Muksa, and Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold the Muksa. As we explained in the previous year, that there are different categories of what we call Muksa. We'll say Bekitzer. Kepshutai, the din of Klishim Lachtel Isser is Bechlal Natoli Namachloikis Vin Rabbi Shimon. Anytime you have a Kele, which its primary use is for something Aser and Shabbos, it's Mutil Etzerach Gufa Mekayma, it's Aser Michamel Etzel, and that's not a Machloikis Vin Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. And you could learn, and as I learned the Gain, that has nothing to do with Muksa, it's nothing to do with Aksas Adas. It's a Gzeira, that Nechemi Mechachayim made a Gzeira by Kalim, he actually made a Gzeira much more Chamer, and they couldn't, it wasn't a sky in the Gzeira, they weren't able to keep it. So this ended up to be the Gzeira that Kalim, Klisha Makhl Isser, is Aser Mechamel Etzel, but Mutl Tzer Gufa Mekaymai. And Klishul Machtel Heter is Mutta Ufsa Mechamel Etzel. And even a Klishul Machtel Heter is still Asa Shleil Etzerich Klal. And Pashtus, by Muksa Alein, there's no Chilak Tzerich Gufa in Mekayme, nothing. If Muksa is Asa, it's Asa. There's a new thing, it's Xerius Kalim. We call it Muksa, but it really has nothing to do with Muksa, it's nothing to do with Aksas Adas. That's not a Machoikas of Yunidim Shemit. Then we have another thing, which is something which is not a Kli or an Eichel, which we call Muksa Machmas Gufay. But they also has nothing to do with Aksas Adas. These things, you're not maxedite at all. You're planning on using it. It's still Aser. If it's not a Kli, a Eitz for Evan, it's Aser. And that's also not a machlokes of Hinnu Reb Shimon. But there's another type of muksa, which is a muksa of aksas hadas. It's muksa because you maksa daita, it's not mukhan. And that's what our sugya talked about in Daf Yadala, the machlokes of Hinnu Reb Shimon, by mechatchen is an avail of nea klavim, because it wasn't oimid for klavim from Erev Shabbos, or shivrei kalim, which it wasn't oimid for the use of shivrei kalim, or ner shedlika by b'shabbos, which bein hashmashes it wasn't oimid to use. These are all cases of aksaras hadas. And we spoke out in the previous year that even though Reb Shimon is maskim to skama cases of aksaras hadas, like muksa machsasar and kiss, and muksa machmas mitzvah, but he's not maskim to others. And one way you could learn, which Acharonim learned, that fikayam, the kilis yankiv, that according to Abiyu, there has to be muchan, has to be muchan ifus, has to be prepared that you know that you're planning on using it, or it's possible to use it. Hashaykin, according to Reb Shimon, it doesn't have to be muchan, daksos hadas ases. So muksam achsos are in kiss, muksam achmas mitzvah, they have aksos hadas. I'll call upon him. Rav, and Masech the Shabbos in a few places, passes like Rabbi Yehuda. So that's why Rav says, that by Sheikha b'Shabbos, that's why he told the Tana, that he can't compare Sheikha to Mevashel. Mevashel is Mutta because it's Roy Lokas, and Sheikha, which is not Roy Lokas, is us, it's Muksa. But we passing like Rabbi Shimon, we passing that the only case Muksa is Aser is when you dachi b'Yadayim, when you max it, in this case you're not max it, and therefore it's Mutter. That's the das of the Rif and the Rambam and the Rush. But the Ravid on the Rambam and the Balamor on the Rif, and the Melchamis brings that also to Bahag and Rav Achai Goyin, hold that the way. Hold that even Lididon, we paskin that Sheikha B'Shabbos B'Chayla, if he's not Chaylim B'Yayin, is Asimisha Muksa. And the two reasons why you could hold that way. The first is, the Gemara says at the end of Masech the Shabbos that we pass in like Reb Shimon Mekula Shabbos, except for Ner Shadliku Bay Ba'isr Shabbos, except for Muksa Machmas Isser. By Muksa Machmas Isser, we pass in like Rabbi Yehuda. So Allah Lamaisa, a Ner Shadliku Bay Ba'isr Shabbos is Asr, there's an Isser by Muksa Machmas Mitzvah. So Oibazai, a Behema also is Muksa Machmas Isser. You're not allowed to eat the Behema. Benashmashu says it wasn't shechted. He had no way to shecht it. Afterwards, it came a chayla sheish b'sakan and you shechted it. So this is muksa machmas iser. So this is the time the Melchama says, what's the pshat of the Rishonim? Why we would paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? Why we would paskin that you need a chayla mibaydayim? Because if not, it's muksa machmas iser. And we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to muksa machmas iser. So what's Takab Shah in the Rambam and the Rith and the Rush that say that we paskin no nichailim b'yayim? That says them that a sheikhel l'chailim b'shambis is mutter l'bari, even without a chailim b'yayim, and like the Rush is because we paskin like Reb Shimon, I l'gabim muksim achmas is, so we paskin like Reb Yehuda. So Zog de Ramban, they're arguing that we paskin like Reb Yehuda by muksim achmas is, does that also need dachi b'yadayim? Do you also need dachi b'yadayim for that? Well, no. Any muksa machmas iser, we pass like Reb Yehuda without dachi b'yadayim. So that's one way to learn the machlokes rishonim. If halacha l'maisa by a sheichet b'shabbos l'chayla becomes a chayla sheish b'sakana, and he was not a chayla mibaydayim, and an animal was shechted for the chayla b'shabbos, and the question is, could a bari eat this meat? Could he eat it raw? Could he eat it b'umtza? And the shayla is, it's muksa machmas iser. But it wasn't dachi b'yadayim. It's a shayla, when you have a gemara in Shabbos at the end of Masech the Shabbos that says that we paskin like Rabbi Shimon, except for the case of ner shedlika b'yabayis Shabbos muksa machmas iser, was it pshat in that gemara that's only because it's muksa machmas iser together with dachi b'yadayim, or even without dachi b'yadayim? I want to be mazbe pshat in the machlokes, the two tzadim. Because you have to know, what's the pshat that we pass in muksa like Rabbi Shimon, but in one case of muksa like Rabbi Yehuda? And again, we're discussing haksas hadas. So what's the pshat in that? What type of pshara do we have? So we could learn like this. Like we said earlier from the Achrenim, the machlekes of Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is, Rabbi Yehuda holds has to be muchan, has to be muchan for use. And Reb Shimon holds no. Muchan for use is not enough. I mean, doesn't have to be muchan for use. The only issur is when you maxedaita. So how are you maxedaita? So that's why you need dachi b'yadayim. Dachi b'yadayim is aksa. If something happens to be asur, that's not enough to make a muksa according to Reb Shimon. Because you would never max it. Happens to be asur, but you would never max it. If it's something that you care about, muksa maksa sarin kiss, so then that's cool that you max it daitai. But if it's something which is asur, so you would never max it daitai. You need dachi b'yadayim. Now, so how come my nerish of lika b'yis of Shabbos of Shimon's matter? I, there you have dachim b'dayim, so there you max it. So Amos is, the Gemara says in Shabbos, in the third parak, on Ephraim Dalet Amin Aleph, that Shimon's maskim, that by a kais ka'ara v'ashoshis, if you have a big candle which is expected to last for the entire Shabbos, it's taka muksamach masisr. But in ner, adam yeshiv m'sapa masir tich b'ner, he anticipates the ner going out. So even though he was matched biyadayim, but there's an adam yeshiv mitzapa, he's waiting for the ner to go out. So that's what makes it ois muksa. So this is a different machlokes. It's not the same machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. If you need muchan like Rabbi Yehuda or fakert, you don't need muchan. It's only maksa biyadayim makes an iser. Here you have the maksa biyadayim. It's a new machlokes. It's yeshiv mitzapa. Make Isaac so. So that machlekes, we pass him like a Yehuda. We're machm like a Yehuda for that machlekes. That's the akra that we have. That's when Ner Shalika Baisa Shabbos, we pass in his asr. So that's the pshat in the Rambam, in the Rif, in the Rosh. So when you max to be a diamond, you have to come on to a head of Yeshivu Mitzapa. So that we pass him like a Yehuda. But here you weren't max to be a diamond. If you're not maksa b'yadayim, says b'chol lo aksa. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's asa because it's still not considered muchan because it's asa. Rabbi Shimon holds you don't need it to be muchan. It's only asa, it's maksa b'yadayim. If you max it, matcha b'yadayim is aksa. Here there's no matcha b'yadayim, and that's why, in this case, we pass it like Rabbi Shimon. As I get mezag and asvarim to explain the Rambam and the Rif and the Rush, the other Rishayim could be hold that if you can't use it bein hashmashes, that's called aksa. That's memela, not muchan. It's not daimit to other things where you could use it. You just weren't planning on using it. So then you could say sefalta naksa. Rav Shimon holds that anything which you could use is called muchan. But here you couldn't use it. So it was also bein hashmashes. Migdas kesei bein hashmashes say kuliyema. The only Rav Shimon holds that yeshiv u'mitzapa makes that it's not aksa. But according to we paskin, even without matcha b'yadayim, it's bechlal, it's not considered muchan, since we don't paskin like Reb Shimon l'gavin esh, l'gavin esh, even without matcha b'yadayim, the fact that it's muksa machmasizah ben eshmashas alein makes akza, which you would need yeshiv and mitzapah to take off, and we don't paskin like Reb Shimon l'gavin muksa machmasizah. But this is one mahalach to understand the machlokes. And a Shulchan Aruch is seisim, like the Rif and the Rambam and the Rosh, and even the Ramah doesn't argue. And Shaykh b'chayil b'shabbos is mutl lebari, period, even without chayil b'baydiyim. Just explaining the machlokes, why the Balamar, the Raivin, and other Rishayim, the Ramban brings Rishayim, would hold that it's Asr. They, of course, the machlokes is, and this is the first Malach was saying, is that we pass like a Yehuda by Muksamach Masisr, is it all the time at Muksamach Masisr? Or dafka by dachi b'yadayim? But there's really another svara to asr, which already Taisus talks about earlier in Daf Yudalad. And that svara is that even according to Rab Shimon, it's asr. That even Rab Shimon would only be matir when you yeshiv u'mitzapa. See, Taisus brings that Shittas Rashi in the third parak of Be'ah, that says that all mechubar is muksa, even according to Rab Shimon. If you have trees, if you have fruit that fall from a tree on Shabbos, it's asr to eat, even according to Rab Shimon. Now, Bemison, there's another reason why it's asr. It's asr shemayal of a yitlash. If you have an apple tree, and apples fall off on Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat it because it's xer shemayal of a yitlash. But Rashi says you also have an isr of muksa. Because Rashi says it blibes dachi b'yadayim. Why does it blibes dachi b'yadayim? Because midalei laktinu aksinu. Dachi b'dayim doesn't only mean that you yourself made it aser. Dachi b'dayim could also mean that you had a chance to make it mutter and you didn't. You left it aser. That's also called dachi b'dayim. It's not aser against you. Well, you could have made it mutter b'dayim and you didn't. So, Mel, that's dachi b'dayim. So that's what Taisa says early in Daf Yudalad. And Taisa says, so who would then by behema here also? You didn't shecht it yesterday. You left it aser. You might have the same dachi b'yadayim. So why does the Gemara say it's only aser according to Behuda? L'chayr Reb Shimon also would agree that by dachi b'yadayim it should be aser. So Taisus says, you'll have to say it's talking about a case, the case of Sheikha B'Shabbos of our Mishnah, which the Gemara says according to Behuda it's aser. The Gemara says havmina it's aser because of muksa. It sounds like according to Reb Shimon it'll be mutter. It's talking about that you were yeshiv u'mitzapet it should be nishchara de'cheir sheita v'katar. And a'cheir m'rayim ha'isam. You'd have to say, we're talking about an unlikely case where there was a'cheir sheita v'katar going around shechting behemoths. And it was, at least somewhat likely, that maybe the a'cheir sheita v'katar will come to this behemoth and shecht it. And of course you'd need a'cheir m'rayim ha'isam. And this whole thing is not l'chadchil, like the Gemara said before. L'chadchil, you're not allowed to let a chayr sheit v'kan shech the behemoth with a chayr mrei noisam. But that's the case. The yeshiv u'mitzapel b'nishchat al yidei chayr sheit v'kan v'chayr mrei noisam. So here you have a tzan that Reb Shimon is also masking. Because like we said, when you have a case of dacha b'yadayim, that you made the thing not rohi, so Reb Shimon also agrees that it's muksa. The Gemara has a case in the third parak of Bay of Gregorius, third parak of Shabbos, I mean, of Gregorius at Smukim, when you put up grapes or figs to dry out, to make some raisins or dried figs, so till it dries out, it's inedible, so it's dachi b'yadayim. If it's dachi b'yadayim, and it's loichazi Reb Shimon's maskim. And like we said, so why is Reb Shimon hold that by ner it's mutter? Because yeshiv mitzapi, you anticipate it becoming roi. So the case of shkita would have to be the very unlikely case that you anticipated that a chayr sheit of a cotton would shecht it and a chayr roi naisam. There was a sheikh at a chayr sheit of a cotton on the loose shechting behemoth on Shabbos. So Levitaisis, even Reb Shimon would hold that it's muksa because in the normal case of behema, there is no yeshiv u'mitzapa. And it's dachi b'yadayim, because just like Rashi says, by peiris that a mechuber, it's considered dachi b'yadayim, because even if you didn't make it ein roi, but since you had a chance to make it roi, and you didn't, midalai laktinu aktinu, since you didn't pick the merif yantiv, that's called dachi b'yadayim, you left it deliberately in the state of iser. So who didn't buy the behema? You didn't shecht it before. That's called dachi b'yadayim. You don't have yeshiv u'mitzapa. So even Rav Shimon should hold its aser. So that's not what Taisus holds. So what's the pshat again in the Rambam, and the Rif, and the Rosh that hold that it's mutter? So the Beis Yosef in Simon Shin Nilches reads all this ice, and he says two possibilities. He says one possibility is that the Bechlal don't hold of this Yisayid from Rashi, of Midalei Laktinu Aksinu. They don't hold of this Yisayid that when you don't take care of the problem, that's considered Matcha B'yadayim. And they hold that peiris that fell off from a chubber on Shabbos and Yantiv is only aser according to Reb Shimon because of Shemiyal of Yitlash. It's not aser because of Muksa, it's only aser Shemiyal of Yitlash. They don't hold of the Yisayt. And he says it's also possible to say that in theory they hold of the Yisayt, that's called Dachi B'yadayim, and then you should need Yeshiv Mitzapa. But there's a big difference between not picking fruit, which is so easy to do, and if you didn't do it, that's called dachi b'yadayim, and not shechting an animal, which is a major process. And even if you didn't do it by yadayim, that's not called dachi b'yadayim. So, this is another way to understand the machloikis, where the halacha l'maisa, by sheichet, l'chayla b'shabbos, if it was not a chayla b'yadayim, is it asa mishamukso or not? That is it sad, Taisus holds, that even according to Rabbi Shimon it's muksa. Because we have a yisayin, that any time you could have made it roi and you didn't, that's called dachi b'yadayim. And by dachi b'yadayim, Rabbi Shimon holds you need yeshiv u'mitzapa. That's why a kais karev ha'shoshis, if you light a candle which is not expected to go out on Shabbos, it's not also according to Rabbi Shimon. Because like the Gemara says, Reb Shimon's only matik was Adam Yeshuv Mitzapa Masay Tich Ben Eirei. And here in our case, where it wasn't the Chaylim Ben Yom, there was no Yeshuv Mitzapa. So even Reb Shimon knows it's Aser. So that would certainly be Aser. And that was saying that perhaps the Rambam and the Rif and the Rashi Beis Yeshuv don't hold of the Yisait. They hold it's not called Dachim Yadayim because they don't hold of the whole Yisait even by Mechuber, or even if they hold of it by Mechuber, which is easy to do, they don't hold of it by Sheikhet. Now there's a Gemara in Beya Daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis and Shavas Daf Memhei Amid Beis, which has a Machlokes Amiroim by the case that we had of Mechatchanes Abeima, Mechatchanes and Avel Lefnei Aklovim, when it's not Nisnav Abedyot. You have an animal which dies on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda says it's Aser to feed the dogs with this Nevela, and Rabbi Shimon holds its mutter, because he doesn't hold of Muksa. Now the reason why Rabbi Yehuda holds its Aser is like the Gemara said before, because Mikara Muchan L'Adam, V'Achshav Muchan L'Klovim. The Achana changed on Shabbos. Before it was Muchan, it wasn't Muchan, it wasn't dog food before. It was people food. It was regular food. So that's a Muksa called Neilin. That's called the missing Hachana, because the Hachana it has now, it didn't have on Shabbos. It got a new Hachana, that's like Shivrei Kelim, which didn't have that, before it was a Keli, now it's a Shivrei Keli, it's a different Hachana. It's Roy for something else. The Gemara in the second parak of Shabbos talks about if when you have walnuts, if you could use the walnut shells on Yom Tov for firewood, or you could use the pits from the dates as firewood, because originally it's food, it became bottled to the food, it's the one achana, and now it's firewood, different achana, it's neiland. So Reb Shimon, who doesn't hold the muksa, holds its mutter, Reb Yehuda holds the muksa, he holds its aser. So the machlekes is that, does that apply to a healthy behemoth? Or only to a chayla, only to a behemoth which was sick and was aimed to die. Now, l'chayra, the man the Omer, that says that it's dafka when it's sick and aimed to die, that the Gemara calls it, meida hayir Reb Shimon bal chayim shemesu. Bal chayim, it means healthy behemoths that died. Reb Shimon is meida, that it's muksa. And the other man the Omer says, chalakay Reb Shimon bal chayim shemesu. Even in the case where it's healthy, Reb Shimon argued. So the man Yom that says that when it's a healthy behemoth that died, Reb Shimon is maskim, that it's muksa, that sounds clearly that even if you don't have dachi b'yadayim, or you don't have an actual dachi b'yadayim, maybe you have the midlay shechtinu akzinu, but you don't really have dachi b'yadayim, you still need yeshiv u'mitzap according to Reb Shimon. You still have to anticipate the change to happen. If you didn't anticipate the behemoth dying, so it's aser. But this alone wouldn't be so shver on the Rishonim, on the Paiskim, that Paskin, that Sheikha B'Shamas is mutter, even when you don't have a Chaylim B'Yayim, even though you didn't anticipate it. Because you could say they go the other man, the Yomer. There's a Machlaikis there. So they Paskin, that Cholokai of Shimon Balachayim Shemesu, even a healthy behemoth that dies, not something that you'd anticipate, is also mutter. But Taisus that holds Reb Shimon always needs Yeshiv Umetzapa, he holds that even the man Yama Balachayim Shemesu, they're just arguing in degree. Because even an animal, even a healthy animal could die. So you could say that someone anticipated the animal to die even if it was healthy. Even healthy animals die sometimes. So it's a machlekes, what's called whether Yeshiv Umetzapa or not. So that's why Taisus pretty clearly holds that according to both man Yamrim, Reb Shimon will be made by Sheikhet B'Shabbos. It's called Muksa because you don't have Yeshiv U'Mitzapa. Even man the Amr that says that Cholokai Reb Shimon B'Alechayim Shemesu, because he holds a behemoth could die, but that a behemoth should be Shechted, that already is completely unlikely. That's why you need a Chayla B'Baydiyayim. Hashenke and the other Rishayim could hold that's Gufa the Machlekes. This is Gufa Machlekes Amiron. According to Reb Shimon, do you need Yeshiv U'Mitzapa when you don't have Dachi B'Yadayim or not? But the Goyin in Simon Shin Chav Dalad, where there the Shulchan Aruch paskins that Behemish in Esnavla B'Shabbos is mutter to give it to the Klavim, even if it's Bria, even if it's a perfectly healthy Behemah, the Goyin brings that the Rosh doesn't hold that way. The Rambam and the Rif paskin that way, but the Rosh paskins that it's dafka by a sick behemoth, not by a healthy behemoth. says that Beis Yosef said that the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh paskin that it's by a Behemah Bria, but he says it's not that way. The Rosh and Beya says it's talking about a sick Behemah. And the Gaon asks the following kasha, that if by a Behemah Shemesa you're going to tell me that a healthy Behemah is Asur, that means even according to Reb Shimon, without Dachim Yadayim, you need Yeshiv U'Mitzapim, so how would that stim with the Psak of the Rosh, that by Sheichet B'Shabbos, it's Mutter, even without a Chaylim Yibayim, they also don't have Yeshiv U'Mitzapim. What's the Chilik? How would the Rosh stim L'Shitase? That's right, the Gaon. Now, there's, he spoke out like this. Taisa's Shita is, Taisa's early on Daf Yadalid, that even according to Reb Shimon, you need Yeshiv U'Mitzap. Even if you don't have an actual Dachim Yadayim, the fact that you could have rectified the situation and you didn't, that's like a Dachim Yadayim, you need Yeshiv U'Mitzap. And that's why Taisa says, Reb Shimon would only be matir by Behema, if a Yeshiv U'Mitzap that should be shechted with the Chayr Shait of the Kot. So obviously, that's not the normal case. So the normal case where Sheikh L'Chayla, that it says that it's mutter, would have to dafka be a chaylim by yayim. And that would shdim with the Ran and the Palomar and the Ravid. But the Rambam and the Rif and the Rosh, they will paskin that sheikhet v'chaylim v'shamis is mutter. Was it done that we paskin like a pshimen even if there's no chaylim by yayim? So they hold, you don't need yeshiv v'mitzapa. According to pshimen. Only by dachi b'yadayim you need yeshiv v'mitzapa. By an air, that's when you need yeshiv v'mitzapa. Without dachi b'yadayim you don't need yeshiv v'mitzapa. But the Gemara says, Lagabe Behema Shemesa, that it's a machlokes if it's dafka by a sick behema or even by a healthy behema. And Taisa says, even the man, the Omar, that a healthy behema is mutter, also is in the Yeshiva Mitzapa. The argument is called Yeshiva Mitzapa. So the Chayev and Furish Araya, that even without Dachi B'Yadayim, you need Yeshiva Mitzapa. So in the Rambam and the Rif, it's not so schwer. In the Rambam and the Rif, you could say, they hold the man, the Yomar, that says that by a healthy behemoth, it's also mutter. He holds, you don't need Yeshiva Mitzapa when you don't have Dachi B'Yadayim. That's cool for the Machlokes. But the Rosh doesn't still Mishitasa. That's the Gaon's Kasha. The Rosh says that by a behemoth Shemesa, he says, Dafka sick behemoth, not a healthy behemoth. But by Nishchita, he says, you don't need a Chaylim B'Yadayim. That's right, the Rosh Akasha. That's right, the Gra Akasha on the Rosh. Now, the Gra suggests a possible teretz in his matchit, but I think in the Rashba state the teretz. And the teretz is a chilik between muksa machmas iser, where in that case, kol kama, you don't have dachi b'yadayim, you don't need yeshiv u'mitzapa. And a case of neilad, where the achana changed, with there, you need yeshiv u'mitzapa. Now, the Rosh, the Gaon, I mean, says it's teretz, and he says it's not true, because according to Reb Shimon, we don't say that muchan leklavim laev and muchan laadam. But I think in the Rashba state shayni teretz. Rashba right here, right for night. Because the Rashba says the following. He brings this machlekes yishayim. He says, it's ikam and the omer, and he means like Taisvis, that even Reb Shimon, it doesn't hold the muksam achmas iser, but by sheikhet it's aser. And even the man the omer that says that by a healthy behemoth that dies, it's mutter. That's because even a healthy behemoth is a yeshiv mitzapa, then it might die. Because misa is shkiach. But shkita is not shkiach. It's not shkiach that you'll have need a chayel sheish b'sakon and you'll have to shecht for him. That's not shkiach. And memeil, there is no yeshiv mitzapa. And memeil will be also even according to Reb Shimon. He brings such a man the Amar. But then he says, that Rabbeinu not yerechmana. And so he means Rabbeinu Yaina says that no. According to Reb Shimon, by muksam achmas iser, it's only by dachi b'yadayim. You need two things. You need tied to the greisa. You need both dachi b'yadayim and eini yeshiv u'mitzapa. So mele by sheicha b'shamas, where you don't have dachi b'yadayim, will be mutter. Ad kan the Rashba. And I think he means to say that, in other words, he doesn't answer the kasha that he just started off with, that the Gemara says that according to one man, the Omer, a behemoth that died is dafka when it's a sick behema. And according to the other man, the Amma, even the other man, says healthy, but he could, and the Rashba teaches, because he holds that yeshiv mitzapa even for a healthy behema to die. But I think what the key word he's saying is by muksam achmas iser. If it's taka not muchan, Reb Shimon's meida that that's us. It's Reb Shimon's meida that it's muksa, if it's taka not muchan. Even without achi b'yadayim. And the reason why behema shemesa is mutter, is because you thought it might die. So Mela, it's considered somewhat Muchan Leklavim, because you thought that it might die. So Mela has a Torah of Muchan Leklavim even before, because of the Eshev Umetzapa. But Muksam Achmas Isser, the Pshat is it is Muchan. There's just an Isser who deravi alei. That Reb Shimon holds is b'chol not muksa. If something's muchan, and you were never max it, if you dachi b'dayim, that means you were max it. Then you need yeshiv u'metzapa. But if you were in dachi b'dayim, and b'etzim it's muchan, it's only muksa machmas isser. It's only an isser that's ayihu deravi alei. So that is bringing from his Rebbe that you don't need yeshiv u'metzapa. And I think that's a pshat in the Rosh. By the case of Behemish Mesa where the Achana changed, it originally was Muchan La'adam, then it became Muchan L'Klavim. There, the only way you could call it Muchan L'Klavim Etchil is Be'eshiv Mitzapa. Shefer Machlaikis, does Be'eshiv Mitzapa apply to a healthy Behema? The Rosh Paskins, it doesn't. And you need, it's only Mutter by a sick Behema. But by Sheikh B'Shabbos, the Achana didn't change. It was Metchil Muchan La'adam, and now an Adam wants to eat it. What changed is that before it was Asr and the Issa went off. That Reb Shimon doesn't hold to such a thing as Muksa Machsisa Bechlal without Dachi B'Yadayim. And even though we hold like Reb Yehuda, by Nair Shaliga by Shabbos, like we said before, that's also only because of Dachi B'Yadayim. Reb Shimon holds that even Dachi B'Yadayim doesn't work, but Yeshiva Mitzapa, we pass him a Muksa Machsisa with Dachi B'Yadayim, the Yeshiva Mitzapa doesn't help. So that's why the Rosh Paskins, that by Sheikh B'Shabbos L'Chayil, it's Mutta even without a Chayil M'Yadayim, because you only need Yeshiva Mitzapa when the Achana changes, or by Dachi B'Yadayim. When it's the same Achana, they're both Muchan La'adam, and it was just an Issu Deravile, there you don't need Yeshiva Mitzapa at all. And now, one Ara on the Sugya of Ribu Shiurim. The Gemara fears ice that Sheichet L'Chayla B'Shamis is Mutta L'Bari B'Umtza, like we discussed, according to the Psak Halacha, the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh, even when you don't have a Chayla B'Yadayim, there is no Muksa. We pass it like Rabbi Shimon, if it's not Dachi B'Yadayim, there's no problem of Muksa Machmas Isser, or like the Ran, or the Balamar, or the Ravid, when there is a Chayla B'Yadayim, so it's not Muksa. But Rav Dimi said that Mavashal is also Labari, even though there's no problem of Muksa because it's Royal Glockus, because Gzeir is Shemayarba B'Shvili. So there's a machlokes rishonim. If let's say a chayla needs a certain amount and you cook more, that's Ribu Shiurim. The chayla only needs one kezais, and you cook 10 kezaisim. Is it an issa deraisa to do that? So Gemara Menachos, Daf Samach Dalad Amin Aleph, that's mavur that it is aser. You have to, let's say they were talking about you going out to get a te'ena for a chayla sheish b'sakana that needs one, and you have a te'ena. The Gemara there discusses if you have, let's say you need two te'enim, and you can get two te'enim at two different uksim, that's riba b'tzira, or three te'enim at one uks, that's riba shiurim, which one is better? And the Gemara says riba shiurim is better. But if you could get the two te'enim on one uks, or three te'enim on one uks, then a vandit's mavur there, you have to get the two teinim. But Taisus holds there, a menachis of Samach Dalin, that that's midirabana. Midiraisa, ribishurim, would be mutter. And you find by Yomtiv, in Be'ed Af Yitzayin, that if you're cooking everything in one pot, even though you're cooking more than what you need for that day, you're not allowed to cook from Yomtiv to Chayil. But if you're cooking for Yomtiv, you're allowed to add to the pot, and use it for the next day. That's Ribu Shiurim. So Taisa says, it only goes by Shabbos, not by Yomtiv. Yomtiv is more kal. But if Ribu Shiurim is deraisa, so it should be also by Yomtiv also. There's also a Gemara in Erevin, Tamav Samech Chesem and Aleph, which has a case of a baby which needed a bris milah, but they didn't have the hot water, which he needed the hot water in order to bathe the baby, so the bris shouldn't be a sakana. So Gemara says, if the mother needs hot water, the mother who just had a baby needs hot water, so you could cook the water for the mother and add water for the baby. Which Taisa says, if Ribu Shiurim is derabanan, so they will matter Ribu Shiurim for mitzvah smila. But there is a tzad to learn that Gemara that's talking about al yedei goy, that a guy is warming up the water for the mother and doing Ribi Shirim. So that might work out even if Ribi Shirim is their Isa, but for Amir La'akum, there's no din of Ribi Shirim. But Al-Kabanim Taisis and also the Rajwa both here and in Bayad Afyad Zayin holds that Ribi Shirim is the Rabbanan. The Ran in Bay in the second parak on the Gemara and Afyad Zayin, he holds that Ribi Shirim is the Raisa. He says if Ribi Shirim is the Rabbanan, so there wouldn't be a question what's better, Ribi Bitsira, Ribi Shirim, the Gemara Menachas Samach Dalad, which has a Shaila, whether it's better to do two Bitsiris and get the exact amount of dates, or do one Bitsira, get 3 dates. If Ribi Shurim is their Rabbanan, Ribi Bitsir is definitely their Isa, so there wouldn't be a Shaila. So he holds that Ribi Shurim is their Isa, but by Yom Tif, he holds its Mutter, he says two Svaris, either because when it's Hutra, so then Ribi Shurim is their Rabbanan. When the Mais is Hutra, so then you could do as much as you want. It's all part of that Heter. When the Mais is the Chuyah, that means the Mais is Aser. The Isra is being superseded, because it is Bikuach Nefesh, but the Mais is Aser, so anything which is not needed for Bikuach Nefesh is an Issa Deraisa. When the Mais is Hutra, that means the Mais is Mutter, so that already would apply to adding to the Mais as well. So Yantiv, he says, is Hutra. The Yantiv is Mutter to cook, so then you could do Ribi Shurim, it's not a problem. The cooking on Yantiv for Yantiv is Bechlal not a Malacha, so you could add. Mashayin Kain, cooking for a Chayla Sheish B'Sakana is a Malacha. It's just the Chuyah. So whatever is not needed for Bikuach Nefesh, he holds his Asami deraisa. And he says another Svara that maybe Yantiv, the Torah definitely didn't want you to have to figure out exactly how much you need and be medactic not to do a little bit more. That will be Maniyah from Simchas Yantiv. Obviously the Torah meant to do it Beravchus. That's how people cook. They don't cook it exact. They cooked even when they know for sure there'll be leftovers. Al Kapanim, the Ran holds that Ribi Shurim is deraisa. So it's a machlekes when you're cooking for a chayla, or doing ksira for a chayla, depends how much is in the thing, how much is in the twig that you're cutting. According to Taisus and the Rajba, doing more than what you need for the chayla is the Rabbanan, and according to the Ran, doing more than we need for the chayla is the Raisa. And we spoke about this barichas in the Shir and Menachas and Avzamach Dalad at the end of the Shir, Kachenu Misham. But just one hour of the negay this again. Because the Rajbi here on this sugya says, because since he also Ribi Shurim is Derabanan, so he's bothered, so what's the chashash of Mi'arba B'Shvilei? What's the chashash that maybe you'll cook more? If you cook more, you only have an Issa Derabanan. So the Rajbi says, Ribi Shurim is only Derabanan when you have it all in one pot. And then you put the pot with the entire Ribi Shurim on the stove at one time. So, really, you could have cooked less food. You're cooking more food. It's all called Bikuach Nefesh, even though you didn't eat all this food. But it's just extra shear, that's not a malacha. That's only the Rabbanan. Mashayin, if you already have food cooking on the stove for a chayla, and you have what you need, now to go add food to it, that's not Ribi Shurim, that's a whole new bishul. So if there is food cooking, a piece of meat cooking for a chayla, the gzeira is that if a bari would be allowed to eat it, so he might put extra meat into the pot after it's on the pot, after it's on the fire ready. That already is not Ribi Shurim, that's a whole new bishul, even by Yontif that's Aser. So that's the Gzeira of Shemi Arba Bishvilai. Now the Minchas Chinuch, and it's a Mitzulamid Beis, it's called Meisach Shabbos that he has, all his Torah and Hilchas Shabbos, so at the end he has a thing on Bikuach Nefesh. So he brings down the Machlekes Ran and Rajman, he asks, Bishleim, according to the Rajba, he understands why by Shechita it's not Shaykh Ribi Shurim. Because the Rajba holds the whole din deraisa of Shemi Arba Bishviloi is only if you do it in a second shot. It's only once you have the pot on the stove already and then you put more in, that's the Issa deraisa, that's what being Geyser. So that you don't have by Shechita. But according to the Ran, Ribi Shurim, even in the same pot, putting it all together, is also deraisa. So what about if you could have shechted a small animal for the chayla, but you wanted to do more, you wanted to have more meat for the bari, and you shechted a bigger animal? Why isn't that Ribi Shurim? Just like when you cook more food, it should be Ribi Shurim, so shechita also should be Ribi Shurim. According to the Rajma and Taisus, it's good, because that Ribi Shurim is the Rabbanan. And when guys are only out to a Ribi Shurim, then after the pots on the fire you add to it, and that you can't have Vashchita. But according to the Ran, that Ribu Shurim is the Raisa. So why wouldn't it apply by Shechita also when you shech the larger animal? So he's mitzadet to say that maybe they're only geyser out to the Rajbis case because that's a chi of skila. Mashenkin, regular Ribu Shurim, even if it's the Raisa, it's not a chi of skila. There's a chsam seifin in Chedushim and Gidin Daf Ches that says it's like Chatzi Shir. It's not mamish a chiv. But he says it's a little shver if it's the Raisa, so why not the geyser from it? The Emes is someone showed me the Archa Shulchan in Simon Shinyin Ches, Sif Tezayin, he's mashma in a chinami. If you shech the larger bird, it's takan issa ribishurim, which is not chesh, you'll shech the larger animal. But the Arsameach in Ilcha Shabbos Perich Ches Halacha Aleph says that the kasha doesn't start. By cooking and by tzira, the site of the malacha is that you're cooking this food. So every gezayis you cook, be'etzim, is a different malacha. Now you're cooking it all together, so it's considered one big malacha on all these things. But if you hold Ribu Shurim is deraisa, so the pshat is you cooked more than you needed, and each food that got cooked is another peil yetzi of that malacha. And the same thing with ksira. If you cut a stem with more te'enim than is necessary, so each te'ena has a ma'aseh ksira being done in it. Mashenkein, the malacha of sheichet, is natil seshama. You take the neshama away from the animal. What's the difference how much meat is on the animal? What's the difference how big the animal is? The neshama is the same thing. It's not called a separate atilas neshama for each kezayis of meat that's there. So mele is bechalo inyan of ribushurim by sheichet, of shechting a bigger animal. You allow the chetchila to shecht a bigger animal. It's not their ice, it's not their abundance, nothing. It's exactly the same malacha. That's our smech svarah, l'chai richtig is svarah. The minchas chinuch and our chashuch and in a man away. But our smech says that the stiplum in Be'ah, Simon Yigimel, is also mechavim to the svarah. Afterwards, he writes that someone showed him that Shemach says a similar svarah. It's not much the same svarah. He brings a raya in Daf Tzadik Gimel and Shamas. It talks about the din of Shnayim Shasu. And it says, and you have Shnayim Shasu, if they're both Eina Yachal, they're both Chayiv. Zayna Yachal and Zayna Yachal, they're both Chayiv. That's where Rabbi Yehuda holds. That's how we pass it. So Gemara wanted to know, is it only because they each have a shear? Let's say they're carrying out a heavy load. Neither of them could do it on their own. So they each chayiv. Is it only because there's a shear itzah for each one individually? That's it, there's only one shear. Would that be a din that they're both chayiv? So the Gemara brings a raya, because you see by shnayim shesu by tzeda, the two people trapped one animal, and they both couldn't do it on their own. They needed together to trap it. And they're both chayiv. And the Gemara says by tzeda, there's only one shear. So you see that even though there's enough meat to have a shear tzeda for both of them. But the pshat is said is a different type of malacha. Said, you're not trapping the meat. You're trapping the chefs of the Baal Chai. So that's only one. So by said also, there won't be ribi shurim. It doesn't make a difference how big the animal is. The said is a said of one animal. It's one seder. And said by sheikh and atilas neshama, doesn't make a difference how big the animal is. It's one sheikh, it's one atilas neshama. It's like the Gemara says in Bava Kama, Tar Sameach brings this down. Where it says that just like nefesh tachas nefesh, it doesn't make a difference if a small person killed a big person or a big person killed a small person. It's not a shaila that it's not called nefesh tachas nefesh. It's not the same size. It's one nefesh. The nefesh neshama shakum and neshama shakum mine. He took his neshama. So you take his neshama. They're both nefesh. It's not a shaila how big the nefesh is. The same thing in the malacha of sheichet, it wouldn't be shaykh b'chalal ribishurim because the malacha is atilas neshama, and that's not shaykh ribishurim, that's the teretz from the Arsameach and the stipler.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.